I know you said you're working on work, Steve, and Stu and Cole. I mean, any idea on those guys, what the plan is going forward next week?
Next week is to get them out on the field and then integrate them on Wednesday going forward. I mean, they've been getting treatment. Things are very positive, obviously, and we'll see how they are tomorrow. They'll come in on treatment on Sunday, and then they'll get some work with those guys on the field on Monday. And then, the idea, as I said, is to integrate on Wednesday.
Do you think all three of them will be back in practice Wednesday?
That's the plan.
Is Hartsock in that same group?
Yes. But, again, he's a little bit different, obviously, because of the injury. But we'll see how he is come Monday, and then we'll make a determination as we go into the week.
Would he be maybe a step behind those guys because the injury was...
Right, more recent. That's the big reason why, Joe.
What's your plan for the weekend?
We'll come in. We're going to do some work tomorrow. Then once we dismiss the players, the coaches will be here for a little bit. And then depending on what happens tomorrow, it will dictate how long we work on Sunday.
If, for example, Philadelphia wins, you're going to be in here on Sunday,
yes,
I imagine.
We'll be here a lot longer in on Sunday, obviously, because we have an opportunity to practice on Monday. So we'll do some prep work on Monday. We'll do prep work on Sunday for Monday, and then the players will have a normal Tuesday off, come back, go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I mean, it'll be a normal work week at that point for us.
You mentioned all 3-4 defense. That kind of helps you get ready for that. Anything else, similarities that's been you've been able to work on to help out?
Well, not necessarily other than that. I mean, defensively, they're different style offenses, all three. So, again, there's nothing that the defense will gain out of it. And for the most part, as I said, the fortunate thing for our offensive coaches is that their base defenses are very similar.
Are you of the four who made the Pro Bowl?
Very proud. Very proud of those guys. I mean, all four have worked very, very hard. They have, done a great job for us. And deservedly so, I am disappointed for a number of guys, though. We have some guys that played very, very well that deserve recognition as well. Unfortunately, not everybody, can be. But we have guys that are very deserving of consideration, most certainly.
Smith mentions Ricky Pro a lot when he talks about the development of the receiving corps. Can you talk about him and what he's meant to that?
Well, I think the biggest thing, first of all, is Ricky, having played the game, gives him some credibility. It gives him a different perspective from which to coach from. Not everybody's had the opportunity to play, and I think that gives you a different perspective. I mean, you can be a better coach than anybody. It just means you have a different perspective. I think players will come to you with questions that really only guys like Ricky who've played can answer, And I think that's one of the things. Secondly, he's been through it. He understands it as far as the ups and downs and stuff like that. And then there's little things also that he can share with people that, players that you really only get that experience from having played.
I mean, the fact that he made a lot of plays over his career, but he wasn't the prototype big receiver, flashy type guy. And you have a lot of guys like he was, it seems like, out on this team. Is that help as far as the development?
Oh, very much so. But this kind of how the league is, though, is you're going to have your 5, 6, 7 flashy guys, and everybody else is going to be a different style player, role players. And the more role players that work for you, the better off I think you're going to be. And Ricky most certainly was one of those guys that played his role and played it very, very well.
Ron, what about Hartsock just specifically? How confident are you that he'll be out there?
I'm fairly comfortable with it. I mean, and thinking that he'll be out there, but we really won't know until we see him on Monday. He's going to get a lot of work tomorrow. We'll get a lot of work on Sunday, and then we'll come in on Monday. I mean, we'll have to really stress him to see how, and hopefully he'll be part of the group of guys that come back on Wednesday.
You're not going to be playing in those cold temperatures.
Believe me, I don't miss it. Not one bit. But it was pretty cold today. I thought practice was good. I thought we had a lot of energy. I thought the guys focused in spite of the weather. And I think that's what you need to do is certain things, certain elements that you can't control, you've just got to go with. And I thought our guys did a nice job today.
Was that important to get out in that today?
Very much so. Very much so. What's interesting is, we've practiced in the rain, in the cold weather since I've been here, and thankfully, you know, we've been able to focus while we've played it. You know, a good example was the Saints game. You know, we focused in, you know, we practiced in the rain that week, the week before, and we've handled it pretty well.
Have you seen that? Well, I know you said Steve Wilks last week, but I think the forecasts are even colder than once.
Everybody's talking about it, you know, and it's one of those things, though, is, I mean, if you let it get into your head, it could be a distraction. And, you know, thankfully for us, we know, we don't have to worry about that. And if we, you know, can control our own situation, circumstances, who knows?
Spend your Saturday night off watching football, or?
Yeah, I'll watch the football. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, we've got to pay attention, obviously, see what's happening.
Would you prefer to know Saturday night so you could start Sunday, or is it?
Doesn't matter. It really doesn't. I mean, we'll see whatever happens. We'll adjust to it. And like I said, if something were to happen on Saturday, then we'll start preparing, and if not, we'll have to wait.
Steve, has he done anything yet?
Yes. He's done some stuff inside with the trainers, on the treadmills, on the pre-course, in the water. So he's on his way.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
I think that's scheduled on, best I remember, it's 11 to 11 o'clock.